This is the Best of the Week on Relevant Radio.
Joining us as our spiritual director today is Father Tom Wilson. Father Wilson is the pastor of All Saints Catholic Church in Lakeville, Minnesota, part of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. Father, we've got Anna Marie, who's calling in from Palm Desert, California. Good morning, Anna Marie. Welcome to The Inner Life.
I wanted to just give a testimony. I had been committing a particular sin through the course of my young adult life, like in my 20s and 30s. And finally, when I was in my 40s, I was able and willing to go to confession, face the music, and actually say the words to somebody that really through the priest to Jesus that I'd been doing this and had been, I don't want to say a habit, but it just been something that I just kind of always wrote off as, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But then I realized, no, this is keeping me from staying close to God. I need to stop. Well, when I finally had that conversion in my heart and my mind that I don't want to do this anymore and I need to stop doing it, but first I need to go to confession, it was like the desire or the temptation to ever do that again just stopped. It evaporated after that one confession. And I just looked at that and I said, then I don't know why I don't go all the time for this to other things. You know, they're not all horrible, but they're bad enough that they weigh on me and I want to change. And confession absolutely did that for me, like instantly. And I just believe that it was my sincerest desire to have that and my asking for the grace to avoid that sin again.
Well, thanks for that. Thanks for that message, Anna Marie, and that witness. And you know what? I think the one thing that I might add to your testimony that's implicit in what you said is your own confidence in the grace of the sacrament to help you to overcome, and your own confidence that the Lord would actually forgive you. Part of what prevents people from going to confession is there's a shame factor. And I would say at times maybe a lack of confidence that whatever it is that's burdening us in a life of sin can't be overcome. Her decision that she wanted to overcome that also inspired a confidence in the sacrament and in the Lord to really overcome whatever it is that she was struggling with. And then the recognition, and that's, you know, her description is a really good description of the growth in holiness. It's like, okay, I've experienced the Lord's mercy and I've grown in this area. And then, wow, I've got other areas I need to grow in. And so I'm going to keep going. And so as we experience the abundance of God's mercy and the clarity of vision that comes from that, we begin to see other things that maybe we had never noticed before that the Lord is inviting us to overcome by his grace and his forgiveness.
What I love, another thing that I love about her call, Father, and thank you again, Anna Marie, for that great testimony about going to confession and seeing the Lord work as he promises to do in and through the sacrament. One of the things that I really love about it, too, is that God was after her even before she went to the confessional, right? I mean, it was he was definitely expressing this, bringing her to this point of, yep, I need to do this. I need to not just kind of pass it off as not that big of a deal, but I need to get in there, own up to it, and accept God's forgiveness and grace and guidance and healing and counsel, all the wonderful things that come through the sacrament.
Yep, and God inspires us first, you know, and one of the things I will almost instinctively tell people, particularly who maybe have not been to the sacrament in a long time, is how did God inspire you to come today to do this? And that's often a kind of a nice opening to help the person begin their confession. And they need to understand it is the inspiration, the grace of God that is the catalyst to bring them into the sacrament.
Father, you mentioned in just responding to Anna Marie's call that shame might be a deterrent for people going, a lack of confidence might also be. Any other thoughts on why people might not go regularly or might not maybe even put it off beyond that obligatory once a year?
Yeah, I think the shame factor is quite high, particularly in some of the things that people struggle with. I also think, frankly, there's a significant temptation among people that the sacrament isn't necessary. I can go straight to God. I can go straight to God for forgiveness. That's what my friends who love the Lord and some other church say. And so why do I need to do this? Why would I want to do this when I can go straight to God? I think that's a very significant temptation for people. I heard a young adult say this years ago. it can sometimes be hard. I mean, it can just be, it can be difficult to go and to articulate and to say these things before another human being. That is a big thing to be overcome, that needs to be overcome, because in fact, it is hard. I mean, we are humbling ourselves before the Lord to say out loud the sins that we have committed, but that humbling of ourselves also creates that avenue to grace and a tremendous amount of freedom, just a tremendous amount of freedom. I heard this once said too as well, the sacrament of reconciliation and penance is the only sacrament that people will say, well, we don't really need to do that, or I can do that myself, or whatever. I have never had somebody come and say, can my grandpa baptize my baby? They have no problem coming to the clergy, the deacon, or the priest and say, can we get our baby baptized? Or most people don't have an issue with clergy witnessing a wedding or even being there at Mass. But when you get to that place of confession, it's like, well, I should be able to do this myself. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way our sacramental life works. And frankly, I think it helps us to grow in humility as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that there is a lot of that in terms of the, as you were saying, in being in articulating our own sins, it is hard. And it's not easy. But I liken it, I guess, somewhat to going to the doctor or going to the dentist. It might not be in the way up in our list of things that we want to do. But nonetheless, if maybe we were a little bit more cognizant of the sickness of our souls, as we are like with the sickness of our bodies, our teeth, our mouths, or that sort of thing, we might be a little bit more inclined to say, you know what, like Anna Marie did, I got to get this taken care of. This is not going away on its own. It is something that I need to get in there.
Yep. We go to the doctor for our body. We should go to the doctor of souls, the divine healer for our souls as well.
This entire episode of The Inner Life is on the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio app is completely free and updated daily with fresh articles, podcasts, and prayers. Don't delay. Download the app today. And thanks for listening.